From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Those of you who have been breathlessly anticipating the update, the cliffhanger from last week, rather I have been able to purchase nudes from the girl that I was talking about at the end of last week's show. It is still an ongoing process as we are recording on 7/22 on September 21st. She has content to sell.
And you've set up a Cash App, right?
I set up I have my real Cash App. And then I set up a private account Cash App to send her, just to send her money for this.
Okay, all right. So it's progressing.
It is progressing.
Negotiations are still ongoing.
Well, you know what? She said she had content to sell.
Okay. There you go.
So she says, she told me earlier that she doesn't really sell nudes anymore unless she really, really needs the money.
Yeah, money has it.
And I said, well, I hope I didn't insult you by asking you if, you know, by asking you if you actually do really need the money. Let me know, LOL. And she said, oh, I have content to sell. And I was like, right on, sister. So, So in the year 2023, I turned into a degenerate gambler.
Yep, right.
And even further slipped into degenerate sex stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was looking up today, actually, in our little neighborhood here, about four roads over this way, we got a fucking one on the registry.
A kid toucher?
Mm-hmm.
As many old people as you got around you?
Yeah,
you got a kid toucher? Like, is he old?
No.
He's a young guy?
Younger than me. Mid-30s, I think.
No shit.
Yeah, yep.
Man. Mm-hmm. I hope he gets executed.
Yeah, me too. It's good to know. I hadn't looked over here since we moved in.
Hmm. I haven't checked my house now. My old house, I had lots of them around me at the old house.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was fucking damn near a convention out there at the house.
You had a fucking pedo camp over there.
Well,
pedo fucking breeding grounds.
Well, as I said to one of my bosses once, if they weren't so damn sexy, we wouldn't want to touch them all the time. Well, you know what I'm talking about?
You have a point. That point can be used against you in a court of law.
Not on night court. They wouldn't know what to do about it.
that fucking piece of shit show still on?
Yup.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What fucking garbage.
When we recorded that show back in March or whatever it was, or June, that show had been renewed for a second season.
Golly.
It's pretty bad.
That's bad. You people don't know what the fuck good television is. Fucking yeah. Idiots.
You know. I got rid of cable many, many, many years ago.
Many, many years.
Many, many years. And I had streaming stuff up until...
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many French fries.
Just the boss talking, Doug. No big deal there. It's
hamburgers.
Right. Many, many French fries.
Hamburgers. We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Many, many French fries.
Fucking nice. Dolt.
Really is a fucking...
He's a fucking... He's a train wreck.
He really is the worst. But they're all now the worst. Like they each are. One yeah, is successively worse than the last.
Yeah.
Biden is quite literally out of his mind. Yep. It's just, what's the next guy going to be? Fucking bumbling, stumbling. You know, he's got one leg missing. He fucking drools when he slacks. Like, what do we, I mean, it can't get worse, right? Like, you'd think that.
Fucking Mitt Romney at least had the sanity to go, hey, look, you know what? Time for us old guys to get the fuck out of the way.
I'm getting old.
Either that or
what am I doing, Romney
either
says.
That or his poll data wasn't coming back very well.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a staple out there, so you know. I mean, I don't know. I can at least give him credit for.
I don't know. He just goes, "I'm old." I'm like, right on, buddy.
Yeah,
finally,
get
like,
out.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
If he had won a second term, he'd have been in his mid-80s when he got out.
Right.
And he goes, "Listen, it's too old."
Yeah, it is.
You know. I'm old enough to remember when Reagan was 73 at the end of his second term. And they wanted to act like that was the oldest the motherfucker had ever been.
Yeah.
Now Biden is fucking stumbling, stammering, doesn't know which way to go, can't get off the stage, can't fucking...
Fucking pathetic, man. Pray that it's fucking elder abuse, man.
And you know what's... And you know the most interesting thing about this is he gets reelected. We get to watch a president die in office.
Yeah, right.
Which has not happened in our lifetime. That's really something. Not
have
not
they
lifetime.
All died in office from assassination, or has there been a natural cause?
Four or five
have been assassinated?
Old boy drank some cherries and milk and got sick and died from that. I can't, who was that? Many years ago, they exhumed his body, because that always has been the story that he was poisoned.
Poisoned, yeah.
They exhumed his body and did tests and found out
he
it
wasn't.
Was no,
he?
Which is, you know, would have been historically significant because he'd have been the first one to be assassinated.
Sure.
If that had happened. Ended up, Lincoln was the first one to be assassinated.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking there was one before him? So nobody just died from natural causes, huh?
No.
Unless you consider a bullet from a bolt-action rifle natural cause.
All Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds. Two hits, including a headshot. And you people know who Charles Whitman was. None of you dumbasses knows. None of you dumbasses knows.
Boy, he was great in that fucking movie. God damn that. It's worth watching that movie just for his parts.
My dad brought that up yesterday.
What's that?
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he sure did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he goes,
during a commercial on the Love Boat.
He came up on Jeopardy yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And my dad goes, yeah, he goes, yeah, mine was just like him in that movie. And I go,
your dad was an Army guy. He wasn't a Marine, was he?
No, but he's...
But he said he had a hard ass,
he was
huh?
saying it was the same. Yeah,
I'll be damned.
He was like, it was the same guy.
Huh.
Hard ass.
I've got that picture. I've showed you this picture before that my parents had, and now my sister has it, of your mom and dad sitting on a couch, probably at our, you know, at our house. And your dad's in a Army uniform and looking at the camera with that surprised look like your dad always does, like, why are you bothering me?
Yeah.
You know, but oh my God, both of them are young. Your dad is so fucking young. But
my mom,
I've got that
was,
on my digital frame at work on my desk. You know,
my mother, when she was young, was very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I have a picture of her at home in her probably early 20s or late teens. Yeah. She was pretty.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Man.
Do any of you people know who Charles Whitman was?
None of you dumbasses knows.
None of you dumbasses knows. Private Cowboy.
Sir, he was that guy who shot all those people from that tower in Austin, Texas, sir.
That's affirmative. Charles Whitman killed 12 people from a 28-story observation tower at the University of Texas from distances of up to 400 yards.
Wow.
Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was?
Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir.
That's right. And do you know how far away he was?
Sir, it was pretty far from that book's repository building, sir.
Yeah. All right, knock it off. 250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot? Private Joker.
Sir! In the Marines, sir!
In the Marines! Outstanding!
Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
It was a cascade of events that just happened. I dropped the cap to my Diet Coke. I'm looking at it frantically on the floor. Jeff sees it, bends over to get it, and gets his elbow.
My fucking elbow.
Right on the corner of this table.
Dresser.
Oh, it was the dresser. Oh, no.
I got this right here.
Oh.
Right in that fucking spot.
Right in the spot. Oh.
Oh, my fucking hand's numb.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Well, we'll go hurry up and jerk off with it so you know what it's
right
like.
Here. Jesus Christ.
So you can get a stranger going. Hurry up and go jerk off with it. In the Marines, outstanding.
In the Marines, outstanding.
I'm overdue to watch that. You got to grab her there, Grandpa?
I got to grab her.
Attaboy.
There you go, Chief.
Thanks, man. I could not figure out where that fucker went. That rolled a far way.
All right. Whew, God damn. Boy, that fucking hurts, man.
You all right?
Well, yeah, it's...
Ooh, I've never seen you in that kind of pain before. That must have really hurt.
Me. Wow.
I didn't stop the clip because you were really up against it there, and I wasn't trying to...
I'm fucking cut off fucking gunnery sergeant.
No.
Fucking...
No.
What was his name?
Hartman. In the movies, gunnery sergeant Hartman.
Yeah.
God
and he
has
he...
a hard-on for Marines because we kill everything we see.
And he really... He was a drill sergeant, right?
He sure
was.
Yeah. Yep. He sure was.
Okay, all right.
You all right?
God has a hard-on for Marine because we kill everything we see. He plays his games. We play ours.
Great. I am way overdue to watch that movie again.
I am too. I've not seen it in a long
time. Way overdue.
Long time. That's a...
Clockwork under that is a Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal, yeah, not Apocalypse Now. It's Full Metal Jacket.
If for me, Kubrick movies, Full Metal Jacket, and I'm awfully partial to The Shining as well. I love The Shining.
Yeah. Shining's a good movie.
I do like A Clockwork Orange. Yeah. I understand why people hate it though.
Yeah,
but I do own it and like it.
I watched it once, you know,
and I own 2001.
I like 2001.
Even though it's indecipherable at the end.
I like it. Yeah, that ending. I tap out and I'm gone. But the rest of it I love.
Yeah. As far as Kubrick goes, that's where I'm at. Yeah. Full Metal Jacket and The Shining are my two favorite Kubrick movies.
Yeah.
Not a very controversial opinion. I think a lot of people say that.
Probably have a similar list.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't hate, even at the end, I didn't hate Eyes Wide Shut. I remember not hating that.
Never saw it.
Yeah. That's not for everybody.
Is that the Cruise?
Yeah,
Kidman
Cruise and
one?
Nicole Kidman. It does meander, but I've only seen it when it very first came out. I remember not hating it, but I don't think I've watched it since then.
Mid 90s.
Oh boy, it was right before. It was right after he died. It finally came out.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid to late 90s, I think, is when that movie came out.
Like, I've not seen his version of Lolita. Because I hated that book. So, you know, and I've not seen, you know, some other, like Barry Lyndon and shit like that. I've not seen, but Full Metal Jacket, and which I'm way overdue to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And The Shining. I should be watching. The Shining is one of those movies I should be watching two or three times a year.
Oh, wow. I don't like it. I don't like it that much.
No, I love it.
But I do enjoy it. It's a good movie.
There, his daughter did a like kind of during the filming of The Shining, walked around with a camera and was filming shit. And there was a documentary several years ago made out of that footage.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Very much, wow. Very much worth watching. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Oh yeah, I'd really like to see that.
Yeah, okay. Apparently, Shelley Duvall. I mean, which is not a secret, but Shelley Duvall was very unhappy, and you see. There's footage in this of him.
Unhappy with what? Just the whole thing? The whole.
Kubrick was apparently, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, he was a tyrant and made you do 100 takes and shit like this. And apparently her and Kubrick did not get along too well.
I'll be damned.
Do you have any interest in some news?
I do.
All right. I don't believe you.
I don't believe it.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this. And more.
Last week, all we did was fucking politicians fucking and sucking. Female politicians, because it's not really fun when male politicians fucking and sucking.
Don't really care.
No, who gives a shit about that?
There are concerns tonight about being raised about an AIDS memorial planned for downtown Palm Springs. Right,
Palm Springs.
But now the sculpture is planned to look like this. These pictures you're seeing here. Some people don't.
Jeff, you got something?
Like it. This Channel 3's Jake.
Some people don't like this monument.
It looks like a fucking butthole.
Oh, is that the issue?
Live in studio with.
Well, maybe that's because it's the source of the fucking issue.
Controversy and possible changes in response to those concerns. Jake.
Changes. And John, it is a 9-foot sculpture planned for a Palm Springs park. 9-foot
asshole.
Meant to remember.
It's a 9-foot asshole. Your asshole.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because your asshole is the fucking issue. Maybe that's the reason.
It's become a sore spot. Get it?
maybe if you'd wipe properly, it wouldn't be. But who? I mean, if you're tasked with making an AIDS monument, why would you have it look like an asshole in any? Would it not occur to you? You're not building a reason for AIDS monument. You're building a fucking victims of AIDS monument.
A reason for AIDS monument. That'd be a gay guy fucking a monkey.
Some male airline stewardess fucking a monkey in Africa somewhere. Next thing you know, old down Jed's
the,
a millionaire.
Down in the cargo hold on the flight back from Africa. Sneaks down there to knock one out real quick.
Yeah.
Kills half the gay population of the United States in 1 year.
All of a sudden, the grid is the hot new gay cancer.
Oof.
And you remember when they called it grid? You remember that? You're old enough to remember that.
I don't.
Before grid? It was HIV, it was grid. Yeah, it was grid. Yeah, and I can't tell you what it stands for, but it was grid.
Wow, I really don't.
Before it was HIV and then AIDS,
Lost to HIV and...
Stairway to Stardom.
...and AIDS. But the design doesn't resonate with everyone. In fact, some call it inappropriate. And the committee...
Is that the gayest guy on staff to do this story? Frankie.
Uh-oh. Taste the goodness of that biscuit. Wow. Woo. With the fucking honey sauce. Oh, God, I can smell that through this plugged up fucking nose. No, let it come over.
No,
let it come over.
It's all right, buddy. I'm good.
Yikes. Jesus Christ, it smells and it's hot.
Taste the biscuit.
Dude, why are we not in Palm Springs hiding a fucking Bluetooth speaker in that monument and playing fart noises out of it?
No, we ought to be in giant inflatable dick costumes trying to fucking stick them.
So much
trying
better.
To stick our fucking heads in it. We fucking just throw a gallon of white paint out of our fucking...
Like those fucking T-Rex costumes that people wear, fucking... but you got the head of a cock flopping around as you Jeff, run up towards it.
Almost nothing makes me laugh harder than those fucking T-Rex costumes.
Oh, I know, they're so fucking funny, man.
And If you challenged me to come up with a reason, I couldn't tell you. But they just make me laugh. God,
they're funny.
There's one in a fucking... There's a video of a guy in a T-Rex costume, and he sets up a football in one of those football... One of those football launchers, you know, where you where you're catching for drills.
Yeah.
And fucking gets him right in the head.
Drills.
It's one of the funniest fucking things. I must have watched that 3 dozen times.
Watch that head fucking bobble back and
Jeff,
forth.
I was so fucking happy. God, that made me laugh hard. Yes, it's the monument. Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's going to be white paint kind of flecked with some red specks. We'll just shoot it out of the top of our dick costumes. They haven't even built the motherfucker yet. It's still just...
Oh, that's right. It's conception,
it's still just
isn't
a rumor,
it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I love it.
Some call it inappropriate.
Yes.
And the committee in charge says they are now listening.
Well, it looks like an asshole, so listen to me when I tell you.
Hey, look, you bunch of assholes.
It's the proposed AIDS Memorial School,
yes,
raising hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Hey, shut up, you assholes! That's another fucking great scene in cinema. Is that the fucking Delta House hearing?
AIDS Memorial Sculpture. Raising.
I keep telling myself I'm going to watch that again, but
I fucking love that movie.
I know you do, and I haven't watched it for
damn
a very long time.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in the community and stirring up controversy over its shape. The round limestone statue with concentric carved circles meant to represent the diverse community impacted by AIDS.
Well, I mean, you know.
I will say everybody's got an asshole, so it does represent us all, right?
I mean, when you say diverse community, I mean,
most of us are, you know, exit only. So,
yeah, well,
you know,
I've said this on the show before, but I was about 16.
Yeah.
The late 80s when I figured out that if you weren't shooting up with Puerto Ricans or fucking men in the ass, the odds were pretty good.
You weren't going to get the
HIV.
You
weren't going to get the HIV. Hmm. So I never thought about it and still haven't. It's just not.
Puerto Rico. So when you say
it's a diverse community,
yeah,
I don't know about that. Let's kind of, you know,
should make it a monument that's got a low rider and a needle in it.
That's why the Magic Johnson thing. You know, I'm like,
yeah,
come on,
fattest AIDS patient I've ever seen.
Come on, Magic, what was really happening there?
Yeah.
Like, you can tell us that story. Come on, Magic,
about time.
Yeah, it's time. It'll be in the book that comes out when he dies.
Yeah, right.
Centric carved circles meant to represent the diverse community impacted by AIDS.
Uh-huh.
It's eye level opening, signifying.
What's an eye level opening? All right, especially if you're
glad we can see eye to eye, honey.
Especially if you're Michael Jackson, looking at an 8-year-old boy's asshole like a periscope for a fucking submarine. Up periscope.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
By which I mean my cock. Fucking.
Creep.
Man, when he died, when Michael Jackson died, I was like, that sounds right.
Good.
Yeah that sounds
about
right.
About time.
Yeah. Overdue, frankly.
Yeah, right.
AIDS. It's eye level opening, signifying connection, reflection, and
eye level if you're on your knees, am I right, Jeff?
Hope. But it's not seen by everyone that way.
Nope.
Some saying it's too abstract.
He's got a Krispy Kreme donut on one side and a fucking asshole on the other. Now, if you're me, the two things go well together. Because I eat 6 Krispy Kremes and I'm shitting my brains out. It's a solid sugary log. That might be a show title in minute 24.
Solid sugary log. cinnamon sugary. And Butthole Surfers.
The
Boy,
butthole
we just got
surfers.
A theme going here, don't we?
We're all about the asshole today on TGO Radio, everybody.
That might have been clean enough for a fucking for an out of context audio.
I will tell you, Butthole Surfers put on an album. The album before Electric Larryland was called Independent Worm Saloon, and that was all right.
Yeah,
that's a good piece of business there, Daddy. Butthole Surfers.
Some saying it's too abstract.
It's really strained. I mean, this is almost like a piece of art looking for a purpose instead of the other way around. It could be about anything, and as a consequence, it's kind of about nothing.
There's also the view that it too closely resembles other things.
That made no fucking sense.
Oh, I know, Jeff. It doesn't. When you talk about art.
Oh, God.
I mean, you can't.
It can't make sense.
No. Not when it's not a, it's not a thing. You know, it's not really a thing. If I can do it, it's not art.
Yeah,
that's
right.
How you know the difference between real art and nonsense.
All the time. You hear it called, the word can't say on camera, all the time.
Asshole.
For some on social media and beyond, the design resembles an inappropriate body part.
It's an asshole. It's
say
not,
it.
And it's not inappropriate if you're gay.
Or, if, you know, you want to evacuate your bowels.
End.
The hey, a nickname for a gay guy. Rear Admiral. Is that funny?
Yes.
Is that funny? Okay. Just check it.
Rear Admiral Steve.
Yes. I don't donate to a lot of stuff, but when he died, I donated to his fund for his family.
Rear Admiral Steve?
Steve Carlisi. Yeah.
Inappropriate body part on the rear end.
The backside of the proposed memorial.
Your asshole!
Like, a graphic depiction of the backside of a human being.
Well, then why the.
Memorial is privately raising funding to put it up at a 9-foot-tall scale in the downtown.
Jeff, Palm Springs, we got it, buddy. We got it. I mean, we got to do it. Giant inflatable dick costumes. We just run and jump toward the fucking hole in it. Oh, tell me. Come on.
God damn.
Statue. Its expected price tag in the range of $500,000.
Yes, by all means. Let's spend
coming up, handsome mustache.
What?
Sorry. Tell you what I did there is I hit the wrong button.
Really?
I hit the back button.
Reflection and hope. But it's not seen by everyone that way. Some saying it's too abstract.
It's too abstract.
Really strained. I mean, this is almost like a piece of art looking for a purpose instead of the other way around. It could be about anything. And as a consequence, it's kind of about nothing.
Most, I just want to strangle that guy.
Jeff.
God, I just want to fucking strangle him.
Who's the Italian in The Godfather that gets the piano wire around the neck?
Luca Brasi.
Luca Brasi.
Luca Brasi.
I want to strangle this guy like Luca Brasi. Holy shit.
Too closely resembles other things.
You hear it called the donut all the time.
Your asshole!
The word can't say on camera all the time.
Uh-huh. For some on social chocolate media starfish. And beyond, the design resembles...
Boy, I hated that album.
I know.
And I know that was a huge... That was
it was.
Huge for that band.
Yeah.
But boy, and I was working in a record store when that came out.
It's not a...
I heard that on a heavy rotation. That
not
album,
a good record. No.
That album can lick the underside of my fucking donut. Because golly, buddy.
Balloon knot.
On the rear end.
The backside of the proposed memorial looks like a graphic depiction of the backside of a human being.
Well, the backside of a human being.
I don't expect you to say an asshole, but just say you don't have to
rectum.
Rectum, hell, damn near killed him. The joke is celebrating its 45th year of the entertainment industry.
Joke.
It's the best joke ever. Kidding me?
Funding to put it up at a 9-foot-tall scale in the downtown park near the Maryland statue. Its expected price tag in the range of $500,000.
That's very funny.
The concern? That it could become the butt of a joke.
Get it?
Oh!
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba! Gay.
I can just visualize the whole slew of potential social media posts.
Kenya?
Can you really?
Kenya?
I'm fucking... I can't wait for them to come out.
Give this guy a MacArthur Genius Grant.
How about the fucking hosts of
that
TGO
so
Radio coming out
to
run through it with dick costumes?
Giant inflatable cock costumes? Pretend we're not going to do that, America.
Oh, shit.
Figure it out, Palm Springs.
So important to our community.
In a letter to community members,
listen,
the
hang
AIDS
on, pause
Memorial
this. I got to hope that we're several thousand miles away from Palm Springs
at
our
trip,
current
Jeff.
Location. I mean, no, but I would hope that the day after or even the day of that thing opening up, one of our fucking brethren fucking degenerate podcasters beats us to the punch. Because goddamn, that needs to happen quick.
That's got to be first day stuff, right?
Oh, it's got to be.
Memorial Task Force, writing it is incorporating feedback they've received and working through the design revision process. But questions persist about why the community wasn't included sooner.
I don't remember ever seeing any outreach over the last couple of years. Everyone seems to be shocked that no one seemed to be consulted.
This has become a laughing stock. Because it looks like what it looks like, you know, it's become a joke.
Well, maybe you have some dingleberries around it. Maybe you have some...
You know, the only way to make this better would be to put that fucking thing up, or maybe not put it up yet, but put the picture out on social media and ask the internet to name it.
Ugh. Asshole McAsshole Face,
right,
or something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
It's become a joke. And that's the last thing we want.
No, you know what? I beg to differ, sir.
Yeah. I bet the last thing you want is to catch it. But that's the last thing you want.
Now, the task force says that they have gotten public input, but asked to...
Yeah, well, yeah, that was kind of the problem.
To clarify when and by whom, they did not answer. They say the next iteration of the revised design will be shared with the community later this year.
Well,
live
we'll
in studio,
to...
Jake and Grassi.
Yeah, live in the studio. We're going to have to cover that one when it fucking...
I'd like to see the design meeting when they go, okay, look, all right, we've got a lot of, you know, we've got a lot of flack over this design. So they got it pulled up in a CAD program on the designer's
CAD
computer.
Program.
And they go, okay, if we go over here and we, all right, we tweak this a little bit and then we tighten that up in the center a little bit and, oh, yeah, it's perfect now.
Yeah. Tighten up that asshole. Yes, sir.
There you go.
I was Sharon, and Sharon got Sharia. She was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. You on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and salt, these broken lies. You never know just how to look through other people's eyes.
That's the dump I take after the fucking 6 Krispy Kreme donuts. Cinnamon and sugary.
Cinnamon and sugary. Softly floating turds.
Hot pursuit, fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes.
Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar.
You never know just how your asshole looks after,
yes!
after you wipe.
Doesn't rhyme, but that's all right.
I'm trying.
I know, buddy.
I
know you don't feel well. I know, buddy. You're a fucking trooper there. I like this song, but I don't. It was their hit, and I kind of wish it. You know.
Yeah.
Ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it. Caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows.
What year?
96.
Okay.
96.
Yep.
Here is... This is Goofy's Concern from Independent Worm Saloon. This song will get real loud when I'm out driving around.
Ugh. This is all right.
That fucking kicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby!
It's alright.
Yeah, man. The whole first half of this album is just...
I have to give this a listen. Never heard it before. You said this is before Electric Ladyland?
Yeah, this is 1993. Album is called Independent Worm Saloon. Great hook, man.
I've heard this part before. As a sample for something, I've heard that part. What is it? Goofy's Concern?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Good stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. That's fucking hot.
The whole first half of that record, I just love. Okay. Yeah, I do.
I have to give that a listen.
I do. And you know what? And I regret to say I didn't really keep up with Butthole Surfers. I probably put out 100 albums after that that I haven't heard. And, you know.
A food delivery spit and dash.
Ew.
A DoorDash delivery man angry over the tip.
That's what I have the girls do after I come in their mouths.
Appears to spit on the food delivery he's just left on a doorstep. Not once, not twice, but three times. The incident captured by Ring camera. 13-year-old Elias Crisanto and his mother ordered the food to their Miami home, but say they were disgusted to see the video. They say the $3 tip they included for the half-mile trip was generous.
I'm not saying I want guys spitting on food, okay?
Right.
I'm not saying that. But you couldn't get half mile down to the restaurant and pick it up. You know, I mean, you couldn't.
You know what? Get your lazy ass off the fucking chair and go pick it up yourself.
I can't tell you the last time I had food. I think it was, I had a pizza delivered 5 years ago when my car was in the shop or something. Like, I just, go get something. Then you don't have to worry about trip fees and tips. You just go get something. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I don't know.
When I was sick last week, I was contemplating having some cough drops, more Kleenex, a COVID test, like DoorDashed from like Walgreens.
More and peas.
And I got on there and I you know, I'm putting
more
shit
peas.
I'm putting shit in a cart and everything, and I'm like, okay, and I go to check out. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man, this $20 order was going to end up costing me.
Yeah.
I was about 25 because the COVID test was a little pricey.
Yeah.
It was going to, you know, it was, I think all in all, I think I might have threw some iced teas or something in there. It was like $30. It was going to cost me almost $54.
No shit.
With trip fees and tips and
shit.
Wow. God, no, I will muster the fucking strength to go get it myself.
No kidding.
Jesus
That's
fucking
a lot
Christ,
of fucking
man.
Money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I get it. I'm paying for the convenience. I understand that.
Right, right.
But I wasn't going to pay for that convenience. Not when I, you know, wasn't at death's fucking doorstep.
And Jeff is a multimillionaire.
I am.
And he still wasn't going to pay for that.
Right.
They say the $3 tip they included.
$3
the
van.
Fucking $3 van, baby.
Man. All right, that's my phone. I apologize.
Oh, there. Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, I apologize.
Man.
English!
God damn it! Don't play those fucking clips if they're not talking fucking English, Doug. You fucking idiot.
You ever be home alone and fucking do that? I do it home all the time. I go, English!
Dude.
Just alone.
They say the $3 tip they included for the half-mile trip was generous.
Sure, it wasn't pesos?
Yeah, fucking.
3 pesos. Get like, you what, you know.
It's like 8 cents of American money. Actually, what's the exchange rate from the dollar to the peso?
I don't know. Let's
escupió la comida. Quería vomitar porque ¿quién hace eso?
A spokesperson for DoorDash saying, while we empathize with the frustration of not receiving a tip, this behavior is unacceptable, adding they have since removed that worker from the platform.
Hello.
But many frustrated delivery drivers across the country are reaching a tipping point. This doorbell video going
get it tipping point
going viral of one driver.
Jesus Christ!
Point. So it's 5.8 cents to the dollar.
0.058.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So that's yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that $3 tip, 17 points. You were close. You weren't that far off,
17
man.
American cents.
17 cents.
For 3 pesos. I know a guy that spends the whole winter in Mexico, and he just lives like a fucking king.
Oh, yeah.
You walk into a pharmacy and buy whatever you want, and yep. Fucking like he just is. He's an older guy, but.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Another driver in California appearing to take a sip out of a milkshake before handing it to a customer, though it's unclear why.
Gotta pay the tax, bitch.
That's a fucking dirtbag move.
Hi. Despite these shocking incidents, DoorDash is only growing in popularity, with more than 32 million consumers each month and more.
I'm trying to think, how jobless would I need to be to do
that?
DoorDash or Uber or something like that. How jobless would I need to be?
Uber, I think I might be able to stomach for a little bit, but not fucking DoorDash.
Not at night.
Nah, well, that's true, yeah.
Not at night. Not when the sun goes down. Yeah. No way. Maybe 5 years ago, but not now.
Yeah. Blurp.
Blurk. It's like my loads... And your farts are like make the same noise. The blurk.
I don't want your loads and my farts in the same room.
Well, that's what that last story was about. Play. God damn it.
Than 32 million consumers.
I hate that I have to buy a new laptop for this show, but I'm going to have to. It's wild.
Each month and more than 2 million Dashers, according to a company spokesperson.
Food delivery apps can also be used to place to-go orders. So how much should you tip? And what if you pick up the food yourself?
Do you tip on top of that when you pick?
No.
Get up yourself?
You don't tip at the fucking grocery store. Why would you tip at the?
Boy, everybody's got a tip jar out. Everybody they do, wants man. A fucking tip, man. Oof.
I know it.
Because the option is there. I definitely think I do more of like a 10% tip for that.
Fuck off! You went to get it. The whole point of going to get it is not having to tip these mongrels. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I think it's like in most service industries, people live off of the tips. So be mindful that can be.
Yes, that's why I go pick it up.
Yeah, right.
Very generous help.
You know, before Corona, I would never go through a drive-thru.
My Corona.
And now I don't get out of the car ever. If I get in the drive-through line and the line's not moving fast enough, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't go into restaurants anymore. Okay, I just don't.
No.
They've trained me to be the drive-through consumer. That's what they wanted. Now I'm that guy, and I'm this close to fucking taking the next order that gets fucked up and throwing it against the fucking counter in a place.
Does that happen to you a lot? Your order gets fucked up?
Give me a saw. This is.
It does not happen to me.
At the McDonald's. But, well, that's what, Jeff, even when I don't want McNuggets, that's why I get McNuggets, because you don't fuck that up. You get anything more exotic than a chicken nugget, and you can't trust it.
Anything more exotic?
You just can't, Jeff. There's a McDonald's right by my house. Sausage and egg biscuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Standard menu item.
With tax, $5.77.
Jesus Christ.
It's at least, that's the meal. It's a drink.
Oh, okay.
Stupid
right.
hash
gotcha.
Brown, which,
yeah.
By the way, a hash brown is $1.89.
Yeah.
When did that happen? So anyway, so number four, okay, sausage and egg biscuit. 3 times out of 10, it's got cheese on it. cheese is not on the fucking menu for that item. It's not on there. And they add it. And I'm telling you, if I owned a shotgun, I'd fucking Michael Douglas my way through that drive-thru window.
I bought a sawed-off shotgun.
Cocksuckers. If I wanted cheese, I'd have fucking asked for cheese. I didn't ask for cheese. And now I'm going to go on a goddamn rampage.
There's no cheese on the picture. You put cheese on it. I don't know what to tell you.
Someone's got to die.
Somebody's going to die.
Someone's got to fucking die now.
Over a slice of fucking American processed cheese food.
If I could pick it off of there, I would. But I can't. And now someone has to die. How do you want me to handle this otherwise?
I don't care who. You guys go to back.
Yeah, figure it out.
Pick out a sacrifice. Somebody's dead.
I would prefer it.
How about that one there with the slanty fucking close together eyes?
I would prefer it be the chef. But if you're not going to sacrifice that inbred cocksucker, then find me someone.
There's no chef at a McDonald's.
You know what? I don't know what else to call him. A cook doesn't seem to fit either, so I don't know what to call him.
the sandwich assembler. The sandwich assembler.
3 times out of 10, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
Yeah. It's not on the fucking item.
So, since, you know, they live off of tips, do you still tip them then?
They live off of tips. Fuck off. It's $1.40 cheaper than the one by my work, by the way, which is why I go to the one by my house. Same meal.
That like, one south of where you work there, where the old theater used to be?
Yeah. Seven. The one by my work, same meal, $1.40 more.
Wow.
Yeah, $7.14 or whatever.
I'm trying to think. Oh, which one by your house are you? Which one are you talking about?
They're the only place really open that's... You know, when I'm on the road in the morning.
That one by your house, that's kind of a hoodie area.
No, not up on
my... Yeah, okay, yeah. I was thinking over on...
No.
Street or whatever, yeah, sorry.
I'm not stopping anywhere downtown.
No.
You run the risk of getting fucking injured somehow.
Yeah, no shit.
Because when I'm on the road, homeless are just starting to fucking, you know, rustle around and fucking, you know...
Sun comes up and warms them up a little bit.
They're just fucking... Starting to stand up from their, you know, evening hunchovers from the fucking drug effects of whatever the fuck they're smoking and eating.
Evening hunch.
Well, I mean, you drive through at 6 o'clock and you'll see them standing in place, hunched over. Just
fucking.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. We've got big city fucking druggies, that's for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
I remember my last job having verbal fights with people from the city, but then almost... One guy wanted to swing on me one time because...
What, a homeless dude?
No, someone from the city.
Oh. Because I believe you could take a homeless dude.
Depends on the guy.
Yeah, if they're all hopped up on the fucking smack.
And then wiry and like hard to catch. Right. You know, they're fucking, you know...
Skinny, they can run faster than you, fatso.
Yeah, man, because they can't feel anything you do to them. They're fucking giving you the old Muhammad Ali, the old fucking rope-a-dope, you know?
Yeah. Fucking giving you the business.
Yeah. 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 I tried to hit him, but he gave me the brush.
You know, we were working on putting that floor in the house last weekend. Yeah. And I'm out in the garage and, you know, I'm cutting these planks. So there's all kinds of these, you know, whatever, plastic composite shavings all over the place. And so I got this little tiny, like, hand brush and I'm using the brush shut off. And I thought, I really need to take a picture of Trixie handing me this brush and send it to Brian and go, well, it finally happened.
She gave me the brush.
She gave me the brush, Ma.
She gave me the brush. She gave me the brush.
Oh, they're getting deeper.
Yeah, I heard you.
They're getting deeper.
I heard you.
Deeper.
That's clean. Deep, I heard you.
Oh, and smellier, too.
Tonight, 12 News, following a developing story that literally had everyone in our newsroom stunned this afternoon. Listen,
was it literal?
Literally.
Listen to this. A 10-year-old boy is safe after leading troopers on a chase on the Loop 101 this afternoon in Scottsdale. That little boy's dad now...
This is in Arizona.
...facing a number of charges after troopers say they found him in the passenger seat with an open container of alcohol. Troopers telling 12...
I has one.
Dad of the year.
Son, I'm too drunk to drive home. You got to take this one for
Dad. You got to take this one. Yeah, take
it. Boy. On 3:45 this afternoon, that's when they started getting calls from other drivers about a speeding red truck in that area weaving in and out of traffic on...
Boy. Keep it in the road, boy. Why don't you hand Dad a beer?
Between the lines.
Del Road. Traffic on the Loop 101 near Scottsdale Road. Troopers say a driver on the road told dispatchers it was a child behind the wheel.
Hilarious.
A few minutes later, a trooper found that truck on the highway, tried to stop it.
No, I'm a stopper for you.
Where's the child?
Dad told me to keep driving.
After seeing the little boy changing lanes unsafely, the truck failed to stop, and that's when the trooper started following it.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, never to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
The driver stopped in the right emergency lane at milepost 26, just before the 7th Street off-ramp. The 49-year-old dad, now facing charges of endangerment and open container of an alcohol.
Open container of an alcohol. Vincent Adult Man. Would you like an alcohol? Hey, stud, what's your name? Vincent Adult Man. Ladies and gentlemen.
I am at a bar. It's the weekend. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Look, if you don't have any ideas, just say you don't have any ideas.
Yoo-hoo. Buy me a drink.
Okay.
What's your name, stud?
Vincent. Adult Man. Vincent Adult Man.
You hear that, Bojack? Vincent is an adult, and I'll bet he knows how to treat a lady.
He very clearly isn't and doesn't.
Would you like alcohol?
Would you like the alcohol?
Would you like an alcohol?
I thought he said the alcohol.
It's just as funny.
Oh, my God.
Would you like an alcohol?
Knows how to treat a lady.
He very clearly isn't and doesn't.
Would you like an alcohol?
I certainly would, you sophisticated smooth talker. Tell me all about you.
I like business. Transactions?
Are you seriously trying to make me jealous by flirting with what is very obviously just three kids stacked on top of each other under a trench coat?
Vinny, what does a guy like you do for fun?
I don't have time for these shenanigans. I got a wedding to Shanghai. Good luck with your business transactions.
Thanks!
Good luck with your business transactions.
Would you like an alcohol?
Oh, shit. That's funny.
You can find on the YouTube, you can find a Vincent Adult Man collection.
Okay.
That show got dark and hard to watch.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Virginia Beach, Florida. I'm sorry, Vero Beach, Florida. Police have arrested Rashid McGriff, 30.
Take a bite on a crime.
God damn it. I wish I'd thought of that. Son of a bitch. Vincent Adult Man.
What'd you say his name was?
Rashid McGriff.
Take a bite out of falafel.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Rashad McGriff. R-A-S-H-A-D. After he allegedly attacked his ex-girlfriend in her home, after she sent him a text message taunting him over his little penis.
That's great.
I'd be on death row for that. Little dick fatso. I got nothing to say to you. It is what it is.
I got no defense.
Nope. I'm happy I can still full hand jerk. I don't have to do like three fingers and a
thumb. Yeah, you don't have to, get the little.
I'm happy I can still full hand
jerk. You getting
a
full pump going on,
are
you?
Oh, yeah.
Still. Right on, champ.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I'm about 3 years away from needing some inflatable pumps or something inserted, but yikes. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like an alcohol?
Damn, that's funny.
We're almost an hour into the show and no update on the nudes I hope to buy tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's too
bad.
Not
looking good.
No, man, it's kind of a shame.
Looking good, champ.
Oh.
Well.
I mean, if I'm not going to gamble, then I got to...
You got to do something.
I got to do something. Some fucking degenerate shit.
Right, exactly. I mean, God forbid you start being a good person.
I'm a good person. I pay my taxes. Fuck you. According to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, police were called to an address at 12:20 a.m. again. And met with the 42-year-old woman who told officers she had been lying in bed when McGriff broke into the house, entered the bedroom, and, quote, began striking her with a closed fist to the face.
I'll show you, dick.
I'll show you, cunt. If you'd have fucked me the way you hit me, I wouldn't be an ex-girlfriend right now.
Tiny, a short dick, huh? How about a long punch to the face?
Tiny dick faggot. Fuck you. He was arrested later that night, convicted felon for a prior gun charge.
Uh-oh.
No.
I be damned.
McGriff was charged with battery and burglary. Parole violations. Due back in court on October 19th.
Good.
The last day we're recording the show this year.
Uh-huh. Yes.
4 weeks away. I'm closer and closer to deciding to do the outline for my Lincoln book while we're away.
Good.
I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm thinking about it in bed the other night. It'd be a tremendous amount of work.
Oh, you're not going to do it.
Well, I was thinking about it in bed, what I would have to do to just the outline. Not write the book, but just the outline.
Just put the outline together.
Yeah, it'd be a tremendous amount of work. And... not telling tales out of school when I say that I hate hard work.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know.
Hence your gambling addiction.
Yes.
Yes.
I got to tell you something. I walked away from a machine last Saturday evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And I walked away from a machine, and a guy walked up to me, and he goes, listen, he goes, that one right there is about to pop. He pointed at one. I go, really? He goes, yep, and he walked away. I'm like, all right. So I walked over there and I sat down. Motherfucker paid me $155 fucking dollars.
Like a slot machine whisperer.
Yeah, well, there's some of them have a tell. And this one definitely had a tell. It was telling.
What the machine did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's got one of those. It's like the more money that goes into the machine, it kind of adds coins to a bowl.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah,
the coins
yeah,
get
right.
really tall. And then gets,
yeah.
But then they're
yeah,
on
yeah.
fire.
It was like
the,
progressive
you know,
jackpots.
Right,
yeah,
right.
yep.
Well, this guy told me, he goes, this one's ready to pop. I said, really? And it was $155 bucks, man. Yeah. I was going to tip the guy. I went looking for him. No shit.
Yeah.
Because he saved my night.
Yeah.
I went looking for him. I couldn't find him. Hmm. I was going to tip him $60 bucks.
Yeah.
Couldn't find him.
Maybe he was a ghost.
Well, I think he was, judging by the condition of his teeth, he was a meth ghost. Meth ghost coast to coast.
Hey, man. That machine's about to pop. Kind of like my head.
From the fucking... so funny.
Keep on sniffing till your brain goes pop.
That's a great song. Lacquerhead by
Lacquerhead,
Primus.
Baby.
What a great song.
That's a fucking... one of their best.
That song fucking cooks.
Yes.
That's a great song.
That is a hot fucking tune
yeah,
right there, man.
Man. Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to do... if we're going to do music, let's do that song.
Let's do fucking Lacquerhead.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. I actually half-ass learned how to play that beginning on bass once.
Is that right?
It's not fucking easy, man. That guy's a fucking psychopath. Jesus Christ.
Super talented guy.
Yeah. And his basses are set up like in a very, very specific way. You got to have the right bass, the right neck set up, the right strings.
Mm. Have you ever seen them live?
Yes.
Yeah. How many different basses does he play per
this time he likes the family members to move forward.
Like how many different shows do you, or like how many different basses per show do you think? So, you know, like.
Oh, I want to say that he switched a few times. Yeah. The show that we saw up in, up north of here, there in the zoo. It was a good show.
Was it Primus that you saw?
Yeah.
Or was it? Yeah.
Yeah. I was, you know what? Honestly, I wanted to see The Cure this summer where they were touring the States. It's probably going to be about the last time for me to ever see him live if I could. But honestly, I'm glad I got to see Primus live more than The Cure. And I love The Cure.
Sometimes bold, sometimes lonely.
Ooh. That's good stuff. That's
on. Hang on. I'm going to pull up something here.
Still in pain since the seventh grade. She was high on gin and Gatorade.
What a great song.
Yeah. On turpentine, she lost her luck. Fell in front of a speeding pickup truck.
There it is.
He was a boy of soft demeanor. And he loved his carburetor cleaner. Sweet aroma, sift himself into a coma. Leghead knows but one desire. Leghead senses scar fire. Leghead knows no in-betweens. Popping on bags of gasoline.
How's that album, Anti-Pop? Is that any good?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
We're going to get through this break and then we're out because I want to watch this video Jeff just
pulled
up.
This is fucking, this is what I use to, yeah. Herb
fills everything right there, man. That's great.
Herb the big sea drummer.
Leghead knows but one desire. Leghead sets his skull on fire. Leghead knows no in-betweens. Hopping on bags of gasoline.
Talked about this before, but if you're like a guitar player and you think you're talented and you meet this mad genius, you have to either, because you have to submit yourself,
you have to know
as a guitar player
yeah.
to that guy.
Yeah.
So you have to either be comfortable with that and trust.
Or as crazy as he is.
Whether it happens or not, you have to, okay, this guy's going to make me a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got to follow mm-hmm. that. Like, you have to trust it. Or,
Gold Peak's unmistakable. Seemed like Larry Lalonde kind of fucking
or,
had that idea.
Or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So.
Larry Lalonde was not the first guitar player, but he came around pretty quick in the beginning. And, I mean, has been there through all of Primus' stuff.
How old the guy's Les Claypool now? He getting up there?
Yeah, he's getting up there. 60s.
When did you see Primus?
I was, you know, Trixie and I did, so in the last 5-6 years.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess six, yeah. Yeah. It was maybe 2018, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great fucking show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was shortly after Green Naugahyde came out, so whenever that was, you know, not that long ago. So, yeah, this is fucking cool, because this guy breaks the beginning of Lacquerhead down, how to play it on bass. When you sit here and watch it, I mean, he's doing it slow, and you're like, well, that's not that hard.
Well,
until you got to bring it up to fucking speed.
Right.
This is fucking cool.
Let's end it here. And it's 8:30 on the East Coast. It's dark outside because it's fucking almost October. And we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over, huh?